Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
Even as we see the kind of mess that we are in, the voter continues to vote the same person back into power. You know, you can look at the voter patterns are not really changing since 1994. And the by-elections in KwaZulu-Natal are showing that as well. We are going through a voter's dilemma. This is something that I call a voter dilemma, where the voter can see that government is not necessarily responding to the urgent needs on the ground. But because the voter does not see what an alternative is likely to go back and vote to that particular political party with the hope that something is going to change in the future.
If we look at Ward 73, and that was the ward in Chatsworth, right? You previously had the DA winning that ward, right? And then the candidate who won that deflected to the ANC, and then he ran for the ANC, right? The community chose, well, we're not following with you, and we will then rather vote for the DA. What is it saying about, you know, local communities now, irrespective of who the candidate is, staying true to the parties they choose?
So what it actually tells us here that sometimes you think that people vote for personalities, but it is not always the personalities. It is always about the political party and what they have stood to benefit from that political party over time. You must know that the people of Chatsworth, for example, you know, are a segment of KwaZulu-Natal that is fairly poor. Even if you can change a candidate, candidates are being deployed by political parties, and people vote according to what South Africa, the political parties are popular for. They say you follow the party line.
With regard to voter turnouts, how indicative is a by-election voter turnout of a national turnout? And I'll tell you why, because the voter turnouts for these three by-elections in KwaZulu-Natal were quite saddening and hovering around the 25 to 35%.
It's deeply concerning. The existing that is happening, if you go to communities, as you're talking about 2024 and talking about coming elections, that the majority of South Africans of voting age, especially the category that has been voting since 1994, has begun to say there is no faith in the system. And one of the ways in which to demonstrate their frustration is to not go to the polls. So a lot of people have been saying, do not vote, do not go to the polls, as a demonstration of saying we do not have faith anymore in the system. And that is compromising voter turnout. So what you are going to likely see is that people who keep turning up into the voting stations are probably the younger generation that has just gotten their IDs, who are happy to say, now I can vote and make my decision. So that is one particular segment that is probably going to turn up. And then you're going to see also a senior generation of pensioners and probably people with disabilities who are really benefiting from the grant segments. But then you have this strata of society that sits in the middle. That is, you know, your thinking strata, the analytic strata, the people that are really critical about what's happening in the country, who are going to say, we can't keep voting for the same people, therefore we're not going to turn up for voting.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.